There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Life is a grindstone, and whether it grinds a man down or polishes him up depends on the stuff that he's made of.
One day, or day one. One day, or day one. I'll do it one day. Okay, that's up to you. Or day one. This is day one. This is day one. That thing I have had in my crosshairs, that thing that I believe gets me out of bed, that thing that I run towards, that thing that I want to be passionate about, that thing I want to accomplish, today is the first day. Today is day one.
So in life, it's real important to do what you say, because that's where true knowledge comes from. I wanted to quit every single day, but many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about just physically. I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
But if you can remain hopeful in spite of all adversity, if you can just go to bed and just wake up tomorrow, every time you wake up, that's a sign from God that He ain't through with you.
Why continue? Why continue on that path? It was dark, and it was cold, and it was lonely. I've been there. I know how that feels. And it's scary. And it's lonely. This message is for the people who feel like all they have left are going through the motions, like all they have left are the cold and the dark, which seem to have become the only company they have. This message is for you. When you find yourself walking through the dark, through the cold, in search of the light, in search of a lifeline, realize that you were not supposed to find the light in this arena. You were supposed to become the light.
It's the kind of life that turns your alarm clock into an opportunity clock. The beautiful thing about understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing is when life knocks me down in those ventures, it's so much easier for me to get back up because I know exactly why I am doing what I'm doing, and I can focus in on it, and I can take adversity, and I can take challenges, and I can take obstacles, and I can overcome them with positivity and remotivation and another level of focus because I understand exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I'm spending my time, the most valuable resource I have in that particular area of my life.
Your life is not a practice round. It's not a rehearsal for the real thing, and there's no redo. So of course in this journey, we're all gonna fall at some point, but we were not meant for failure here. So when you feel tempted to give up, when you feel tempted to hang your head in front of failure's face, realize that although you may have bruises and broken bones, they will be a testament in the end of how far you have come.
If you will resolve with whatever life hands you to carry on, there is nothing that can stop you from achieving the greatness for which you were created.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind.
I live for today, and I don't care what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. I live in the moment because that's the only thing we have in our lives, are moments in time. And as soon as I've gone out that door, we can never reverse back and play it again.
You've just gone through a breakup, and it's the worst thing you've ever been through. Some of you lost your job, and you thought that job was it. And so all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, I thought my life was together. Now it's in shambles at my feet. No, it's not. It's all right. A blade does not become strong until it's been through the fire.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shh, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
There is no prize out there. The only prize is this one and what you feel and what you want to accomplish. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough. That's just desire. To know what you want, to understand why you're doing it, to dedicate every breath in your body to achieve. If you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
You are that candle. You are that flame. You were supposed to be there. You were supposed to walk through this shadow because it needs a light.
Everyone eventually goes through periods of great difficulty, their own private hells, their dark nights of the soul. But it is by facing whatever life gives us with courage and determination that we grow more surely toward the stars.
As a matter of conscious experience, the reality of your life is always now. And I think that this is a liberating truth about the nature of the human mind. Probably nothing more important to understand about your mind than that if you want to be happy in this world. The past is a memory, it's a thought arising in the present. The future is merely anticipated. It is another thought arising now. What we truly have is this moment.
At the end of the day, everything that we do starts and ends with our attitude. How we perform, how we function, how we get along with others. It all starts with attitude. Now, the beautiful thing about attitude is there's only one person that gets to decide our attitude, and that's, of course, ourselves. It's changing the conversation in your own head. It's recognizing your greatness. It's recognizing the great things you were put on this earth to do.
It's not the fact that you are unblemished. It's the fact that you are unbothered by that loss. And you go back to the drawing board and find out what does it take to win again. That takes real greatness. You have a rematch clause in your life for a reason. That's why every day is a new day. It's a rematch against everything that has ever defeated you, and you get to go back at it.
You don't make it. No one makes it. Every day, you have to be trying to do better. Make sure that you approach life with a learned perspective. You're a better person than you were the day before. And whatever you're trying to do, whatever it is that you're doing, you're trying to do better every day. That's just that day. The next day, you got to go back to work.
You can decide that you're going to stand up to life, you can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. You have the power to make that decision. You can decide I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. And all of these things that are happening to me right now, they're just temporary inconveniences. They're not stronger than I am. I'm in charge here.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. That it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And that your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. All of the time that you have spent being humble, being quiet, being meek in the corner of the room has not been noble. It has not been an act of valor. It has been an act of cowardice. Believing that you are not worthy of stepping into the spotlight, that you are not worthy of sharing your voice, of encouraging, of uplifting, of being the example of excellence that may just inspire the person next to you.
That positive self-talk about who you are will make you become that person that other people will see. I have to believe that I'm great. I have to believe that I'm capable. I have to believe that I can win. And if I do those things, we can make that happen.
The man or woman the arena has been waiting for, and your name is being called and echoed from the foundations of the earth with a plan from God to enable you to win. All you have to do is stay in the fight. It's never been about your record. It's about how much you're counted on. All you have to do is stay in the fight.
We manage to never really connect with the present moment and find fulfillment there because we are continually hoping to become happy in the future, and the future never arrives. It is always now. However much you feel you need to plan for the future, to anticipate it, to mitigate risks, the reality of your life is now. Even when we think we're in the present moment, we are, in very subtle ways, always looking over its shoulder, anticipating what's coming next. We're always solving a problem, and it's possible to simply drop your problem, if only for a moment, and enjoy whatever is true of your life in the present.
The things that influence us the most, the things that affect the way you think and feel and live your life and the actions you take and the results you get, most of what controls us are invisible forces. Invisible forces, and the most powerful of forces of all are human emotion. Anger, rage, love, passion, compassion. Those will change you more than, and they're invisible. But they determine the quality of your life.
Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there. You can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! That's why you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
Playing small does not only affect you. Why do you play small? Why do you choose to remain silent when you know you were meant to speak up?
Stop looking at the enemy and thinking that the challenges that you face, that there's a glass ceiling, that there's someone holding you back. And remember that you were born for greatness and that you have a record of all of your own. You've defeated bigger challenges than this. This one just happens to be the newest one. Don't let your fear outweigh your faith.
If you can just keep believing, when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, just hope. You ain't even really got to believe. All you got to do is hope.
Whatever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Someone said, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
There are too many of us that are waiting for right situations to produce. What I'm asking you is, yeah, you went through a hard season, and yeah, another one might be up ahead, but what are you producing in the middle?
You are not alone when you think about quitting. Everyone feels that. Understand that what lies beneath your feelings of quitting is a fact. The fact is, you only feel that way. You don't have to. The fact is, if you will get up and try again, you will find that you have a reserve tank that you haven't tapped into. But the only way to do so is to get empty. Reserve tanks aren't there for when you're full. They're there when you're feeling empty.
I realized that it really is choices. Our choices determine whether we become losers or winners, not our circumstances. I'm going to say that again. My circumstances should have set me up to be a loser, but my choices made me a winner.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big no one can see them to begin with.
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from them.
If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, if it was snowing, the first instinct is don't go out there and do shit. My instinct was we gotta fucking go out there. Anything that was fucking horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places. If you develop your gifts, you have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without.
You will always find what you look for. Period. And if this is true, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a reason to continue pushing through the hard times, a reason to pick yourself up out of the dirt, out of the dark? Or are you looking for a reason to justify quitting? This ability to find what we look for, this is the human condition. This is our superpower. Our ability to find hope when there seems to be none.
And when you feel it, rely on the fact that you've overcome things in the past. Remember your resume. Remember every win that you've ever had. Remember every time you've overcome every obstacle. Remember that you have a name of victory behind you. That name of victory is your history.
And so the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. Could you be slightly better tomorrow than your currently flawed self? And you might say, well, what's the right way of being in the world, if there is such a thing? And it's not acting according to a set of rules. It's attempting continually to transcend the flawed thing that you currently are. And what's so interesting about that is that the meaning in life is to be found in that pursuit.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process.
Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings.
There's a voice that guides you through life. And sometimes it's guiding you in a direction that you don't want to go. That's usually the right place to go.
Don't go around telling people what your story is. Everybody has a story. 80% don't care and 20% glad it's you. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
Life is one big psychological warfare that you play on yourself. You play on yourself, man. The most important conversation I ever had is with myself.
If I'm a man of my word and I make a promise and I keep it, that means I commit to the things and to the people that I've committed to. But beyond that, I keep my promises to myself as well. Remember, your reputation is not just what others perceive of you. Your reputation with yourself is also known as your confidence.
Every time you were counted out, you stood up. You may not believe it, but you must. Look in the mirror and remind that person that you are a victor, you are not a victim. You are someone who can overcome a situation. And every time that you have feelings that feel like they are overwhelming, you must remind them that there's a fact, that you are not alone. Let the world see who you really are.
You say to yourself every day, it's possible. You say that every day to yourself, it's possible.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
And if you ask yourself the question, what am I looking for? And the answer is you're looking for a reason to stay down. You will always find it.
As you look toward the future, if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me, what would your life be like? What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly that it prepares you past your fears? Feel the fear and do it anyway. And I'm saying to you that all of us who have been entombed by fear have the capacity to resurrect ourselves.
We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone.
Engage. Engage. Weakness is strong. I must be stronger. I must crush it into submission through force of will.
That happiness and success is available for every last one of you. But I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna have to do. You're gonna change your mindset. If you're planning on being successful, you have to change this here. The difference between successful people and non-successful people is right here. It ain't no difference. It ain't none. I ain't got no more than none of y'all got. God gave me the same thing he gave y'all. But you have got to change your mindset.
If you want to become the best version of who you are supposed to be, risk is required. Period.
Whatever success means to you, properly define it, but always look at it in terms of, do I love what I do? Do I know what I'm doing? If opposition and adversity happens, will I still believe in what I'm doing? Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing? Can you be committed to it in the midst of opposition, in the midst of adversity? Because if you can be committed to it in the midst of opposition, in the midst of adversity, now you can believe in it. So when it goes wrong and it doesn't play in your favor, you can still believe in what you're doing and you're not gonna run. Love what you're doing. Know what you're doing. But above all, believe in what you're doing, man.
Practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You'll never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
You've become a drifter in life. In other words, you are like a rudderless ship. You are not going under your own power. You are letting the currents of life, of circumstance, of the opposition determine how you feel, how you think, what you experience.
I think it's believing in the 85-year-old version of you, who's exactly who you want to be, and then ruthlessly looking at the discrepancy between the pittance of a human that you are now compared to that man or that woman, and then step by step breaking down the many differences and starting on the first one and pulling the thread.
The idea that self-love is holding yourself to a higher standard than anyone else does, you believing in you more than anybody else does.
No matter what tragedy we go through, we are still great. We are still magnificent. We are still significant. You must remember who you are and whose you are. Don't allow the tragedy that happened around you be the reason you quit believing that you could do great things. We are more than what happens to us. We are.
Move on. Straight up, move on. Forget them.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard.
As life unfolds, life comes at you with so much. There's going to be certain seasons in life to where you're in a season of just enduring. You just got to endure right now, right? Whatever you're going through, sometimes you're in that season of, man, it's time to endure. Those things are necessary so you can become a different version of yourself and you can grow and learn from these experiences so one day you can go back when somebody else is going through something and you can share them.
But in terms of you framing acceptance as saying that I am comfortable with who I am and I cannot be better and I must be satisfied with that, is the biggest embodiment of failure that I can imagine. There's a difference between saying I am good enough and I am good. So you could say I am good enough for my current state based on the work that I've put into it, but I could be better. You can accept that the work that you have done has created the outcome that you've created. But you do not need to accept that the outcome that you've created is the end-all, be-all, and the last outcome that you need to have.
But deep down, you know that something more is for you. And that's the risk. And as scary as it can be, as terrifying as the leap may seem, that risk, the edge of where you are and where you can go, is where life begins. That space is where you feel alive. That voice that's calling out from inside of you, it may not be the voice of encouragement. It may be the voice that says,
Stay where you are. We're comfortable here. And it will give you every reason and sell you every clause of why it makes more sense to stay. And the place where you can go, the version of you that awaits, it won't say a word.
Can you sustain the failure, the opposition, and the challenges? Because the one thing I can guarantee, you're going to get hit with opposition and adversity, Doc. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how nice you are. It's coming to see you. I don't care how grand your dreams and your goals are. It's coming to see you. I don't care how nice of a person you are. It's coming to see you. I don't care how motivated you are. It's coming to see you. That's why it says adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records.
There are those who will depend upon you. So make the promise that I will truly live. All I can tell you is this, that the promise to live is a promise to be great.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.